Construction recently began on the future headquarters of the U.S. Army's Cyber Command facility. It'll be based at Fort Gordon, right outside Augusta. The state-of-the-art center will bring many new intelligence and security jobs with it. Last year, I talked about the project and its impact on the local community with Tom Tuckey. At the time, he was executive director of the CSRA Alliance for Fort Gordon. It's a coalition of business leaders and elected officials in the central Savannah River area. We also spoke with Jeff Carney, the associate superintendent in the Columbia County School System. I started by asking Tom how many people are expected to move to the area.
Well, the growth of the intelligence missions at Fort Gordon really started in 2013. And over the next 3 or 4 years, coupled with what's already happened, we will expect to have about 4,000 new civilian and military employees on the installation itself. Using the military models, that equates to about 10,000 new people coming into the community when you factor in spouses and children. So we anticipate, just for the growth at Fort Gordon, to see about 10,000 new faces, as you said, coming into the community.
And this affects not just the city of Augusta, but the surrounding counties as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. About two-thirds of the children of employees at Fort Gordon today currently attend schools in the Columbia County School District. So it really affects the entire region, and it also stretches across the river into North Augusta and South Carolina.
So how do you prepare for such huge, massive growth when most cities have trouble even handling growth on a much slower scale?
Well, we clearly understand that there's some areas that we have to really address immediately, and those are the road transportation and the school systems. Those we think are going to have the biggest impact. And so we actually started working with the Department of Transportation about 2 years ago on how to relieve some of the congestion in and around the installation itself, as well as the primary routes for folks to get to the installation. Both the Richmond County and Columbia County school districts have been working this for a while, and they understand that they're facing significant growth and have already taken a lot of steps to work towards that. And I think Jeff can probably address that.
Well, thank you. Let's bring Jeff into this conversation, because, Jeff, I understand that already some of the schools are over capacity. You're obviously expecting even more students to arrive. Are you going to have to build new schools?
Absolutely. We have, just in the next 5 years, at least five schools on a plan to build either brand new schools to accommodate some of this growth, or we're doing tear downs of old schools and building them bigger when they're new.
So do you have any idea how many total students you might end up by 2019?
We don't have a clear-cut number. We're guessing between 3,000 and 5,000. So as they come, we grew about 620 kids this year. We're expecting just a conservative estimate of about 720 next year. So it's just hard to say. Fort Gordon can't tell us an exact number because it's a gradual shift of employees down to this area. So they can't really tell us exactly how many are coming every year.
And Tom, I wonder, that's a lot of parents dropping kids off. And already there are issues dealing with traffic, not just in the city of Augusta, but in the surrounding area. Are we talking building new roads? Are they going to have to widen roads? What's going to happen with traffic?
Well, this region was one of the regions that passed the Transportation Investment Act. And so we are now benefiting from funds through the Department of Transportation to do a lot of road projects. And a lot of those projects that are under construction today will, in fact, relieve a lot of the congestion. It's a lot of road widening. It's not necessarily all new roads. It's mostly improving the existing roads. And then the number one project that we're working at the installation is the construction of a new gate. And the location that's been selected for that gate is such that it's farther onto the installation, and it allows the stacking of vehicles on the installation itself instead of on the main thoroughfares leading to the installation, which should relieve a lot of the congestion.
Oh, I see. While they're waiting to get onto the base,
exactly.
They're not clogging up the road.
Exactly. And I think another, since we're talking about adding people and congestion, I think something that needs to be factored in is that we haven't been able to get our arms around yet is the fact that this is going to be, as we refer to it, the Silicon Valley for Army cybersecurity. And anything and everything that has to do with Army cybersecurity is going to happen in the Augusta region. And what that means is that we are going to attract a ton of defense contractors to this area who are in that business, whether they're already a defense contractor, a wannabe defense contractor, or they just want to be here because this is going to be the heartbeat of cybersecurity. And so those numbers have to be factored in as well, because that's going to bring thousands more into the community, and we don't know what those numbers are going to be. I mean, I've talked to some defense contractors that right now have offices as small as three, and I've talked to another that's bringing over 100. So
and let's hope that they have really good internet connections, right? Because
well, they will. That's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons that all of these missions are coming here, is because of the data pipes that that exist in this region.
So let me go to you, Jeff, because as I understand it, you know, we're talking about the becoming the Silicon Valley of the East, and I understand that means that you're also considering changes to curriculum, even in the K through 12 areas.
Absolutely. In fact, we worked with Richmond County and the folks at Fort Gordon to develop a series of courses. So when a kid graduates from high school, they have a good chance of getting an entry-level job out at NSA or at Fort Gordon.
And I mean, how does that function in the day-to-day life? When would a kid start learning? What grade are they in when they start learning about cybersecurity?
This is really geared more towards high school. They could start their 9th or 10th grade year with a digital technology course, and then a cybersecurity course, and then advanced cybersecurity. And it ends with an internship at NSA.
You do realize, Jeff, that, you know, you're training little hackers.
Absolutely.
That's correct.
and the Army wants us to. It's a different kind of kid that this is geared towards. It's not necessarily your valedictorian or your smartest kid. It's sort of the kid that spends a lot of time on computers by themselves, the gamer types. That's what they're looking for, and that's what this pathway is geared towards. I don't know that it will hit a large number of kids. It's just a particular kind of kid that they're looking for.
I mention that just because if you're training a high school full of hackers, you might want to look into the security of your own county school websites and... You know.
Oh, we worry about that.
That's all factored into the effort. And our next effort in the education arena is to work on the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders and to get them prepared to move into that cybersecurity
right.
pathway when they reach high school. And one of the reasons that we want to get to them that early is we need to get to them before they get in trouble.
Right.
If any of these kids get caught shoplifting or smoking marijuana or anything like that, they have basically taken them out of any opportunity to pursue employment in that field because they'll never be able to get a security clearance.
Even if you're a minor, anything on your record, even as a minor.
It depends on how serious an offense it is, but it could in fact prevent you from getting any kind of a security clearance. It is getting very tough. The Eric Snowdens of the world have made it very tough on anybody to pursue that has anything in their background.
Because they're looking at people assuming they're going to take all their data and leave and go to Russia.
Well, a big part of the cybersecurity training is the importance of being honest and in the integrity of the whole thing. That's kind of the first whole phase of the training is we're not teaching you this so that you can go out and be a hacker and do things illegally.
Right.
The morality of it plays a major role in the whole training process.
Well, let's go back to just a few broader issues, because that cybersecurity curriculum is fascinating. And I know we're going to want to check back in when you're actually teaching some classes
right.
in this. But I wanted to talk about Augusta suddenly becoming, you know, a city with well over 200,000 residents and all the different things that means. Are there enough homes? Are there enough different socioeconomic prices for homes? Is there enough rentals? Tom, is Augusta and that surrounding area really going to be ready for that influx of people?
Well, I think another factor that enter into all of these decisions, I mean, the primary factor was the synergy created by assigning these missions to Fort Gordon because of what was already at Fort Gordon. But another factor that certainly played in this is the economics of the region and the low cost of living, the low cost of housing. Today, it's a buyer's market still. But each year there are more and more houses being sold. There are, I don't know how many new developments under construction today to accommodate all of this projected growth and to prepare for all these folks. So I think the number of houses is not going to be an issue because I think the realtors and the developers are working very hard to make sure that they can accommodate this growth.
And
so
what about?
I think we're okay there. And, you know, we already recognize that we're a cost of housing 8% below the national average. So it's a popular place for folks to come, and that's one of the attractions and why people want to come here.
And Jeff, just quickly, do you have enough teachers, or are you going to have to hire a whole bunch more teachers?
We anticipate hiring more. We're blessed in that regard because of our standing in the state. We generally don't have a problem hiring teachers. A lot of people in our area they gravitate towards Columbia County, so we welcome that kind of growth.
That's Jeff Carney, the associate superintendent in the Columbia County School System. We also heard from Tom Tuckey, who was the executive director of the CSRA Alliance for Fort Gordon. I spoke to both of them last year.